Alarm phone, hello.
Hello, my friend. This is
Alarm
phone.
How are you, my friend?
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Hello, my friend.
Okay, can you give me your GPS position?
Can you give me your GPS position?
Chronique amère.
Chronique amère.
Une chronique mensuelle réalisée par des membres du réseau Alarm phone.
Freedom, I don't meet him. Where's your freedom? Can you hear me?
Give me your GPS position.
Okay, I call you back.
What kind of boat
what
are
do you
on?
See around you?
Can you give me your
How
GPS position?
You on the
boat? I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I call you back.
I will call you back.
Let's try calling again, because right now I can't hear anything.
La Méditerranée est devenue un cimetière.
Parce que des milliers de gens traversent la Méditerranée.
Parce que la mer Méditerranée est une frontière.
Parce que les frontières perpétuent le racisme et le colonialisme.
Parce que le racisme et le colonialisme tuent.
Parce qu'en 2020, 1760 personnes sont mortes en traversant.
147 personnes par an.
34 personnes par semaine.
Près de 5 personnes par jour.
Et bien bien plus dont on ne sait rien.
Rien qu'une fois, faire les vagues et tout casser rien qu'une fois.
Parce que des histoires existent derrière les chiffres.
Parce que ces histoires doivent être racontées.
Parce qu'on veut continuer à lutter.
Parce qu'on ne veut pas oublier.
Parce qu'on ne veut pas s'habituer.
Parce qu'on savait.
Parce qu'on savait.
Parce qu'on savait.
Hello everyone and welcome to the 11th edition of Chronique Amère, where we talk about the politics of maritime borders and their consequences, from the perspective of Alarm Phone. Alarm Phone is a network of activists who fight for freedom of movement with people on the move and against the system that criminalizes and kills them. Alarm Phone is an emergency number for people in distress at Europe's borders.
In this episode, we will move away from the Mediterranean and talk about the English Channel. Alarm Phone's work is often associated with people trying to reach continental Europe. However, over the last year, we have turned our attention to the Northwest, where people are seeking to leave France to the UK. Warning, because borders are violent, this podcast and the stories shared can be difficult to listen to.
Probably already heard of Calais. You may have seen images of people blocking the motorways to try to get into trucks. This was back in the days of the French state-sponsored encampment known as the Big Jungle between 2015 and 2016. But since 2018, another way to cross this increasingly militarized border has gained momentum, going by sea.
Millions of people, with and without documents, have been crossing the Channel for decades, by ferry or by Eurotunnel, from Calais and Dunkirk. The so-called small boat phenomenon has more recently become very visible. The UK Home Secretary, Priti Patel, repeatedly states her intention to make the Channel unviable for small boat crossings. Nevertheless, despite the intentions and announcements of governments seeking to stifle them, the numbers have not stopped growing.
In spite of the hostile environment in the UK, people are continuing to travel there. Between 2020 and 2021, the number of small boat crossings more than tripled, meaning in 2021, 28,526 people arrived in 1,024 boats. Some of these people had always planned to go to England. Others arrive in Calais after a few months, disillusioned with the reception and welcome, or lack of, that they've experienced in Italy, Spain, or other countries of arrival in Europe. And a third, significant group, have already spent several years on the continent. Among them, some speak fluent German, Swedish, or Dutch, and most have already exhausted all avenues to regularise their administrative situation. All these people end up in Calais and Dunkirk, seeking what lies on the other side of the Channel.
Two men who crossed to the UK by boat tell us about their experiences in Calais and their journey. Why did you want to go to the UK?
I can't stay in France because in France it's very difficult. They don't give you papers, you're going to sleep in the street. That's why I didn't stay there. That's why I went to the UK.
Because the UK
very good. You have police, very good, because for police, no dangerous. Police in Cali, no good, because very, very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Every time, every way, any time, anyway, can you catch me? You can me, you know that? No good, no good.
Goes out to all my brothers and sisters in Calais, from Eritrea, Sudan, Bahrain, Afghanistan, Europe, all over the world.
On a daily basis, the police use tear gas at close range and truncheon blows against people on the move who try to cross by entering lorry parks or at the port. The securitization of the port and the increase of controls on trucks at the ferry is one of the main reasons for the growth in the number of small boat crossings.
Salam alaikum, alaikum salam, bila bila caravan in a Ramadan. Drove to Dover, took a boat to Calais, no water movement, people in my brain.
And why did you decide to go to the UK by boat?
Because car very, very, very dangerous. My friend that by car, you know that, because I take this boat.
J'ai parti à UK.
And I left for the UK in an inflatable boat. We stayed 11 hours in the water. It was really difficult. Really difficult. It was very difficult because the boat was small and we had a lot of people. We had 10 people. And because of this, it was very difficult. Also, there was no motor. You know, also because of this, it is very difficult.
Police brutality is a reality. It's insanity. Where them humanity? Seekers of asylum, beaten, treating violence, terrorize migrants, harass them, who show them kindness. Respect activists, work hard and take risks. Good food and good music. Put me in the mood to spit. This that combat wombat, project wildcat, boom track, revolution rap. You can find me on that.
No justice, no peace. Stop the police. No justice, no peace.
Attempting to cross the English Channel without a motor makes the journey even more dangerous. Some people organise amongst themselves to attempt a crossing, pooling some money to buy the necessary equipment. Without external help, these people take a lot of time to prepare their journey, learning how to navigate and how to ensure good weather.
I'm looking at my phone. You have a program in my phone. Give me information about river.
شريك الروح كتير والله فاقدنا بنسأل أي زول شفنا بنسأل كل زول عنا حتى للنجوم كمان يقالوا المشايفنا قالوا عليك جميل مياس نجم الليل بغير منا.
In solidarity with these people, a network has been built around the channel. In Calais, Dunkirk, Dover, Brighton, Manchester, London and Paris, members of Alarm Phone and Calais Migrant Solidarity have organised themselves to create the project Watch the Channel.
When we realised that the crossings of the channel by small boats were no longer just isolated episodes, but by the repetition, a route, we thought about what could be done to support people who struggle against the border in this way. I say people who struggle and not who are stuck at the border, because Calais forces you to keep moving. You have to move to keep warm, to find shelter, to avoid the police, to access to food or water, to find new, creative ways to cross the border. I say who struggle also because the government narrative that always makes people who cross the border appear as passive victims of smugglers does not correspond at all to reality. It is because of the laws and practices of these states that some people cannot move freely, even though there are boats crossing the channel several times a day, and they're called ferries. With some people from Calais Migrant Solidarity, we wrote the first Safety at Sea flyer, which we then printed, distributed, and also edited according to people's feedback. The idea was to gather information that was already available online, translate it and lay it out. thus making it accessible. The aim was that anyone wishing to cross the channel in a small boat should be aware of the dangers, how to reduce some of them, for example drowning by wearing a life jacket, and should know the emergency number 112, and how to share the GPS coordinates. The fact is also that what we find acceptable or radical changes over time. For example, things like sharing information about risk reduction of crossing in small boats sometimes seem radical. And it's only over time that we realize that turning a blind eye, making big announcements, and hoping it will stop isn't going to stop people from crossing, taking risks, and sometimes dying. Over the last few years, these crossings have been accepted as a reality. And even if the reaction of the state has so far not changed, continuing to secure, block and stop, at the level of activists, citizens and associations, we've been capable of asking ourselves questions, answer some of them sometimes, and other times cried together.
To give an idea of what we are up against, bear in mind that since 1999, the protection and surveillance of the French-British border has cost $1.28 billion, according to Pierre Bonneval's reports. An exorbitant sum, divided between $483 million in investments of creating security measures and $796.8 million in the operating costs of the security services. More concretely, this money, for the most part paid by the UK, takes the form of fences, barbed wire, infrared scanners at the port, and above all, the presence of hundreds of security agents, CRS, and military personnel. The French gendarmes, military police, have a heavy presence on the beaches used for small boat departures closest to Calais. This pushes people to start their crossing from further and further away.
Prochain arrêt, Boulogneville.
To cross by boat, groups assemble at various meeting points. These can be right along the French coast, which stretches over 130 kilometres. For example, in Loufrancouc, Étaples, or even Dieppe in Normandy. Considering that the ferry crossing distance is 38 kilometres, travellers leaving from Merlimont-Plage will have to traverse more than double, 82 kilometres, to reach the British coast. This was the case for one person who called alarm phone after boarding a dinghy on the 3rd of November 2021.
1318. Alarm phone receives a call. There are 43 people in an overcrowded inflatable boat. After more than 7 hours at sea, the travellers are still 48 kilometres from the British coast. 1330. We call the Coast Guard. They had already been alerted by the people on board, but they hadn't realised they were in distress. The travellers continue to send us voice messages and insist on the urgency of the situation. 1430. The people on board see a helicopter, which indicates the authorities are aware of their position. 1508. The boat is deflating. Fast. It is almost full of water. 1603. 2.5 hours after our first call to the authorities, we see on Vessel Finder that the SNSM is at their location with the Abbé Languedoc, a high seas tug. Specialised in the rescue of large vessels in distress, it is also coordinated by the Cross Greenet to assist migrants. 1833. The case ends well. It is confirmed that all travellers have returned safely to France. They will take the train back to Calais and prepare to take to the sea again in the next few days.
These interventions are regulated both by bilateral agreements and by international conventions, which affirm on the one hand the obligation to provide assistance to people in danger at sea, and on the other hand the responsibility of the coastal states to coordinate rescue interventions. The English Channel is divided into two zones to divide the task of carrying out search and rescue operations at sea. An invisible line splits the sea exactly in two between the UK and France. There are no international waters or empty space where no state is responsible. With such a clear division of responsibility, you might doubt whether Alarm Phone can be useful in this area. Nevertheless, it has become more and more frequent that actors on the ground meet survivors who testify to a reluctance by the British to intervene when a small boat is close to the line that separates the two zones. This was the case for Ahmed, who left from Dunkirk in autumn 2021.
It was at 3 a.m. on Saturday, 20 November, when we put the boat in the sea. We were 23 in a boat. After 3 hours, I think, we reached the British border when the fuel ran out, I think, at 7 o'clock. And when we decided to call the 999, we were called and they told us, "You are in French water," without asking us our location. They told us to call 196.
Dover Strait, any vessel with information on such activity, report to Dover Coast Guard on VHF Channel 16.
196 is the number used to reach the French Coast Guard and the Cross Grenet, which coordinates rescue operations in French waters. 999 is the UK emergency number, also used to contact MRCC Dover, which coordinates operations on the UK side. In normal circumstances, the two coordination centres are obliged to inform each other whenever they receive a call from people in distress at sea.
First of all, we didn't agree to call the French. We were trying to pedal, but it was very difficult because of the waves.
The channel is the world's busiest shipping lane. This means that there are always large container ships making big waves. The wave height shown on weather applications is often a gross underestimation.
When we decided to call the French, when we called them, they asked us to send our location, our live location. Then they told us to call the UK. Then they told us, "You are in the UK water." When they told us to call 999, then we called the British again many times. But they kept repeating that we were in French water, and they disliked the call. The UK guys answered in a very rude way, and it seems like he was laughing at us. I told him 2 times that here were people dying in here, but he really didn't give a shit.
After several hours adrift, their boat finally returned to the French waters, and all the people on board were rescued and taken to the port of Dunkirk. 4 days later, 30 people lost their lives in a shipwreck in the same area. An investigation is ongoing into the actions of authorities and possible failure to assist after receiving calls from travellers on board the boat.
That's it. Chronique Amère is over for today. We hope that, like us, it has reinforced your anger and your strength to fight against this border policy that kills more and more every day. Because a policy of externalization and militarization of borders will never prevent people on the move from crossing. Because making migratory routes more dangerous will not weaken the solidarity between those who seek to cross the border. Because Europe is not only responsible for what happens at its borders, but also for the reception and welcome of those who arrive. Because increasingly, since Brexit, France is putting the blame on the UK, and because instead of taking responsibility, the UK is in turn passing the buck to France. And this political ping pong has deathly consequences. We wanted to end this episode with expressions of solidarity. We send solidarity to all the people who arrive in Europe, but for whom the journey is not yet over. To those who thought their journey was over, but for one reason or another have decided or were forced to continue. To the relatives and families of Abdullah Mohammed, Abdullah, Azzedine, Moussab, and everyone close to the 347 people who have been killed at the UK-French border since 1999. To those who organise, who assemble, who act, and who will not give up in the fight against this regime that perpetuates racism and colonialism. Thank you to all those who made this episode possible. Thank you to those who told the story, who translated, who transcribed, who recorded. Thank you to all those who gave us feedback, who broadcasted it, who participated in it. Thank you to those who cross borders and fight so that others can do so. You can listen to this episode again in English or French on the Jet FM website and on the Alarm Phone website. You can also share it with your friends and family and spread it far and wide. To find out more about Alarm Phone and European border crossings, you can also visit Watch the Med, Watch the Channel, or the Alarm Phone website. See you next month for a new edition of Chronique Mer. And in the meantime, main sur les queues, point levé.